T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boeing 737 MAX airliners may soon return to the sky after two deadly crashes. Bloomberg reporter Mary Schlangenstein is on our newsline. Mary, what still needs to happen before those planes can fly again?
Well, the FAA has to give Boeing, they have to recertify the aircraft, giving it permission to fly again. They have to approve a software update that Boeing has proposed, and there also will be some changes recommended for pilot training. And then, of course, that same process has to happen in other countries around the world that have grounded the MAX.
In your best layman's terms, Mary, walk us through that software upgrade. What does it do, essentially?
Well, basically, where previously you had one sensor that if it fed erroneous data into the system known as MCAS, that it would drive the nose of the plane down, and that would fire repeatedly, so a pilot could pull it up for like 5 seconds, and it would push the nose down again because it believed the plane was about to stall. So the software update will stop that from happening. There will be two sensors that feed the MCAS. If it sees a disparity and it fires once, it will only fire once, and then it won't continue to do it again and basically fight the pilots for control of the plane. That won't happen any longer.
And Mary, you're reporting American Airlines has an interesting plan for easing its Boeing 737 MAX planes back into service.
Right. Well, there are a couple of airline CEOs like United and Southwest where they've said, hey, we're willing to be on the first MAX commercial flight once we can put it in the air again. But what American's executive said yesterday is that they're considering a plan where, you know, during the lag time between when the FAA says you can fly the MAX and it actually shows up in their schedule, they're going to take some of those aircraft and they'll be flying them. They plan to put some of their executives on the plane, maybe some flight attendants, other employees, and of course there'll be pilots on board. And what they're hoping is that this will show consumers that, hey, it's safe to fly the MAX. We've been flying the MAX before it goes back into our schedule, and it's safe to fly.
They're that worried that the flying public's going to be still worried about these planes, huh?
Well, there is a lot of concern about that. There was a survey done recently by Atmosphere Research, and it showed that at least 20% of travelers said that they would avoid the plane in the first 6 months after flights resume. So there is concern. There's concern that people are going to be more aware of what aircraft they're flying, and they're going to be watching for whether they're booked on a MAX or not.
Great update, Mary. Thank you. That's Mary Schlangenstein at Bloomberg.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.